We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program comedian, celebrity, Tommy Davidson of Vacation Creation. Tommy, thanks for calling, man. And you got to be excited about season two, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm psyched.
You're living the dream, Tommy.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You are living the dream, man, aren't you? You're definitely living the dream.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah,
traveling the world, and I'm with good people, and I wake up every 2 days or so and look off my balcony. I'm in a different country, in a different landscape. It's unbelievable, and the guests are just great to work with. It's a great show.
Absolutely, and when you heard season two's coming, you're like, yes. Because I remember last year when we were chatting, you told me some of the places you visited last year. Tell our listeners some of the places you were last year. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Where was we last? Oh, we went to Cartagena, Panama Canal, Stonehenge, St. Petersburg, Russia, all over Italy, Mediterranean Sea, Spain, Belize.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we did it. We did it. Norway.
Wow.
Alaska.
How much did you learn in that experience last year, going to these places?
Oh, like man, I learned that there's a lot of places that are easy to go to. And I hadn't said this in an interview, but cruising's easy, too. You know, just imagine the hotel goes with you.
Right.
You know, so once you put your bags away in your room, your hotel goes to the other countries, as opposed to having to take the bags down to the lobby, tip again, catch a cab, get a plane, off to the next place. You can go to bed and just wake up in the other country.
That's a great sell, Tommy, because then you're not catching another plane or catching another bus or going certain places. You just wait till the cruise stops in that place. You get off, you go, enjoy, come back, and your bags are still there, and you're still in your room, and you're still ready to go. That's a great deal.
Exactly. Now you get my point.
I completely get your point, man. It makes complete sense. And what I think is so fun about the show is you're giving opportunities for families to enjoy the best vacation possible, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And the families are like you and me. The families are just simply people who went through some situations in life where they really deserve a vacation. Some time together with their family or some time away from wherever they live just to get out and reflect and heal, too.
And what vacation does brings peace, Tommy, especially if everything is included, everything is available. You don't have to worry about, you know, let's say if you go on a beach vacation, you have to take the family to different restaurants or cook. It's all taken care of for you. Entertainment on board. It's the perfect thing to get a family to relax after tough times.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. And we also get to, you know, deal with whatever they're going through, too. You know, sit down and, you know, talk about it. You know, don't sweep it under the rug. You know, how was your experience? What pulled you through? You know, what are some of the things that happened in the family? What dynamics changed? You know? Some real good stuff. Stuff you can't get from Cake Boss.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can't get that from Shark Tank.
Yeah. Now,
yeah,
Tommy,
you can't get that from the government.
No, you can't. You can't. Now, Tommy, what types of stories are we going to expect this season of families and what they've gone through, especially the show?
One of my favorites is there was three young ladies from Kentucky, and their sister had recently got married. Mm-hmm. And somewhere around Christmas, he's driving home from work, falls out dead, you know, passed away right there, you know, had a pre-heart condition that finally caught up to him, but nobody was thinking about, you know, And we took them to Hawaii. We took them to the Pacific Islands, Hawaii, Samoa, you know, all over Hawaii. I mean, we did it up for them. And just to see them together, able to heal with each other, was just a wonderful thing. That's just one.
Wow.
I mean, these stories are all like that. You know, and you know, they're not just about tragedy, but they're just about the human condition. For instance, that we had a father and a son on the show, and the father is a guitar player that tours and hasn't had a lot of time with his son. His son's about 11. No, his son's about probably about 13. And he wrote a letter. His son wrote a letter to us. Said, I haven't had time with my dad. What do you think? And we took a ship from England, from New York to England to pick him up. You know, and we did an adventure with them. They kayaked. They did the most beautiful things. And they had their time together, you know.
Right.
Yeah. One family that we're going to have this season had three daughters. The middle daughter suddenly passed away.
Oh.
And, they now have another daughter. And, you know, they wrote us a letter and said, hey, you know, we never really dealt with that, and that's something that has bothered the girls, you know, and bothered us for a while. And, you know, we're still living life as life. But a vacation sure would be neat. And so that's happening actually this week.
Wow. All right. Well, it's amazing, Tommy. Again, this it premiered September 30th on ABC. I know you're psyched
yep.
about that as well, Tommy. What time can people tune in this week to the show?
You know what? It depends on your local, you know, local listing. So check your local listing for Vacation Creation. It's a morning show. It's usually somewhere around 10:30, sometimes 11, anywhere from 10 to noon maybe. You know, it varies. And if you want to see the shows that we've done, just go to YouTube. Put in Vacation Creation episodes. And you can get caught on the whole last year, and then you can pick it up with us on Saturday.
It's very well done, Tommy. I mean, especially the stories about the families, but also really telling people, hey, take a vacation. If you're saving up your money, take a vacation to relax, and especially cruise and travel the world like you're getting.
Yeah.
I think
without sounding like
yeah.
selling
yeah.
a cruise, just being genuine, you know, to have your family and close friends with you in close quarters for a week or so, traveling and doing different things and just hanging out together is something that you rarely get a chance to do. But these cruises are offering that opportunity, and a lot of people don't think cruises. You know, a lot of people wait until Thanksgiving. You know, wait until the next holiday.
Exactly. With these tough times, especially what happened in Vegas last night, Tommy, and especially I know you performed, it's isn't it? It was shocking when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, and now as an antithesis to that, we have Vacation Creation. You know, coming out of that TV is a whole lot of negative. And I'm glad to be a part of a program that's kicking positive out of that.
Absolutely.
Box.
Great. All right, so where can we follow you, Tommy? Where's the best place we can follow you? What places?
The Real Tommy Cat Instagram, TommyDavidson.net for all my schedule. Where are you?
We're out of Pittsburgh, but we're nationally syndicated, 120-plus stations, so we're all over the place and all over the world.
Okay,
so.
Cool. I'll be all over doing stand-up. I'll be in Hartford, Orlando. I'll be around.
All right.
Catch up to me. I'm around. And catch Vacation Creation, and you know where I am. You know,
absolutely.
I don't need Instagram, really. Just look at the show, and you'll say, oh, wow, he's agreed.
Exactly, Tommy. Well, good talking to you, man. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one. His name is John.
Okay.
And he's live. And then there's